Segla.
Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, I want to thank my brother. I love you, man. I love you, brother, for this beat. I can never get enough of listening to that track, man. I remember when I first heard it, I was like, oh my God, they almost like fell out my feet. Once again, to my brother Hex from Black Tiffany, yo, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blessing, man. I really appreciate it. Yeah, yo, it's something about that. Like, it's just that old school boom bap hip hop type.
Exactly.
Track.
Boom bap.
That's what that is. Not some of this, you know, like spaceship sounding stuff. I mean, I'm not hating, but you know, we used to that street beat.
New York music that sounds like New York.
Baggy jeans and Timberlands. Even in 90 degree weather with a white beard or a white t-shirt. Not your girl's jeans and some Yeezys.
And what's those things? The Hoochie Man shorts.
Oh yeah, the Hoochie Man. That's what they call them, Hoochie Man.
Hoochie Man shorts. Yeah.
Oh, Hoochie Man. Okay, gotcha. Don't catch me in them shits. But anyway, yo, what up, Red? What's going on?
I don't think any man should really wear those unless you want to, do at the beach or, I think certain type of men wear those type. I'm talking about like,
well, they can get
you know,
away
like the bodybuilders,
like the speedos,
the speed, you know, like that's what I'm saying. Like if you going to the beach or. Like I said, a lot of this body, you're right, bodybuilders. But you know, those were shorts that were worn back in the days anyway, because, you know, the basketball players wore them. But it's just like, you know, some men just don't need to be wearing those right now.
I mean, listen, to each his own, but I'm not trying to. I mean, fashion is fashion, style is style. You know, to each his own. But yeah, once again, the boom bap to the best.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, yo, what up, everybody? Big Red Brother B in the house. The menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? What is good? How you holding up in this weather? Man, how you holding
up? Air conditioning the fan.
Yeah,
you know that.
I don't care.
One of those two things on.
Yo, real talk. I don't care. Like, you ever been laid up at night and it's like you're sleeping, but you get a little cold? But I refuse to get up and turn anything off because as soon as you turn either the fan or the AC off, it just dropped like 20 degrees. I mean, it'd go up like 20 degrees. Like, boom, like all of a sudden, instantaneous hot. And I'm like, nah, man, I can't. I can't do that. So, nah, I keep pushing. Yeah, about
that
to get me caught in some tattoo. That's just a boy stocking kind of. Yo, listen, I got to rep because you know they getting paid.
You got to rep it.
Yeah. I'm saying? Especially with these, like, it hasn't really been hot, consistently.
Right, we ain't got that hot weather yet.
But, yo, those 2 days that it was hot, where it was like 90 degrees, man, I felt like crying. I felt like absolutely crying. I was like, yo, like, is this what hell feels like or worse? Shit, I'm gonna be a good boy. I'm gonna be a good boy.
Wait until so, next
month. Yeah, I know, right? August is supposed to be the clean.
Well, right up on
supposed
you.
To be the hot. Yeah, the hot, like the hot Juven month. So I don't know, man, but yeah, hope everybody being safe out there. You know, staying hydrated, staying cool. You know, it's just, once again, we're in the midst of a lot of BS. I mean, you know, I guess it's just what it is for our time. Because it seems like every generation sometimes has got to have their own BS. And, you know, the more it seems real, the more fake it really is. Because it's like our topic for tonight. I mean, we might as well just, you know, jump right into the, you know, to the thing of it, the sick of it. But before I do that, once again, what up? What's going on, everybody? It's the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red Brother B in the house. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. So, what up to Hot Rod?
Hot Rod,
you know, crew, Sean Black, K Dog, but Hot Rod, the infamous, is the Hot Rod. You know, he's away on an island.
Yes,
and
with the professor and Marianne.
His job is taken care of. It's like this guy. I mean, it's business, but he's still like he's. It's like,
pleasure.
Wow. Yeah. I need a job. I mean, I know he's probably hurting right now because all he can drink is water. He can't really, you know, get busy like he wants to.
Right, like
so
he wants
take
to.
A, I should go. Yeah, so I should just go get some Grey Goose, take a chug, and just take a picture. Say like, hey guy, hey, how you doing? But yeah, man. Our topic for tonight, you know, we've all been talking about over the past week. This decision of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. Yeah.
Yes.
Terrible. Should you start? And I follow.
Yes, I don't try to follow. Well, of course, you know, with that being done, this is the thing of, like, I'll say, look who's in office, you know, look who's there or in office that are making these decisions. They don't care about, once again, black or brown people, tan, anybody. Mm-hmm. They don't care. Because these are the same ones that, you know, years ago, aren't these the same people that, I guess, I'm not, when their mothers got, you know, don't like to use the word, but I'll use it, knocked up, their parents was ready to, you know, throw them away. They made sure they went to them, you know, places. Because it's like, oh, not my door.
Oh, yeah.
Not my door.
It was like an embarrassment, you know, to like.
Right.
It was an embarrassment.
Right.
You know.
So, you know, they still have that thinking. Right, but they still have that thinking because all of them in there are probably or damn near 90 or over 90, and they still have that thinking. So,
yeah.
you know, this is why I tell my children, you know, and they say, oh, well, one person can't change. No, if we get a bunch of y'all in there, y'all can change. But y'all have to aspire to want to be in those positions.
Well,
so
I mean, well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
No, so, you know, like I said, it's just, it's shameful that, you know, and then look, listen, look at this. When I was watching it the other day, look what state, it's not, it's like New York, Jersey, and all those places, like, you know, our, you know, where we are, that would be the, they were saying that would be the decision of the, you know, of the clinic of what they want to do. But when you, mm-hmm. when I looked at the map, it's mostly like the Midwest and the South. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not, you know,
like
it's
that,
not really in New
York.
Some
of that Bible Belt. Some of that Bible
right,
Belt.
Right, exactly.
Area.
So it's mostly, you know, in those areas, they were saying that, you know, they didn't shut down, you know, their clinics and everything. My God. They just did it 2 minutes ago, and y'all already shutting everything down.
Well, I don't think they're going to, like, waste any time on, you know, like, passing whatever law they can possibly pass. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? If the Supreme Court is leaving it up to the states, the states are going to scramble to try and get, you know, certain things passed before,
right.
you know, it comes up and it's like it gets overturned again, you know,
right.
back to, you know, where it was before. I mean...
Mm.
Do I see that happening? No. Do I see other damage, you know, being done? Absolutely. You know, I'm still, you know, wondering, like, what was the purpose? Even though it seems like they were trying to, like, low, you know, on the low, go after the Roe v. Wade thing for a while. You know, you hear about, you know, little whispers of it here, little whispers of it, you know, there. Like, they really
right.
wanted to do away with this. And... You know, to those who are not familiar with the whole, you know, Roe versus Wade decision, it's basically, in a nutshell, you know, a woman has a right to choose. You know, a woman, it's her body. She has a right to choose whether, you know, she wants to, you know, abort or not. And
right.
listen.
It goes a little beyond that, but okay.
Oh, well,
hi guys,
welcome.
Hello, Mika.
How you doing?
Hello,
how's it going?
So,
how's it going?
It's fine. Oh, so why don't you take it away? I'm gonna go back and drink my drink. Take it away.
No wonder you sound so happy. Oh,
nah,
well,
I'm listening.
Okay, well,
I'm happy. I'm relaxed because I'm finally home. I had a long day. I'm home.
Fair enough.
And I got alcohol.
So here's the medical. I'm not mad. So here's the medical ramifications. The medical ramifications for a woman are quite simple. Ectopic pregnancy is something that happens to thousands of women, hundreds of millions of women, every day, every year, however you want to phrase it. That's when an abortion is a necessary thing. So by you banning abortions in these states, if a woman is pregnant and has an ectopic pregnancy, you're going to kill her, basically. Because she cannot have an abortion to get rid of this child. At that stage, and if you don't know what an ectopic pregnancy is, it's when the fetus is actually trapped in the fallopian tubes.
Yeah.
So guess what? That becomes septic in the female body. She's going to die if it's not removed. A septic uterus. Again, fetus is developing, you know, whatever, whatever. If the uterus is septic, that child, again, becomes toxic to the body. And that has to be removed. Okay? Those are just examples of the medical ramifications of this.
Well, hold on. I think a lot of people, when you say abortion, they're just thinking about, oh, I'm pregnant and I'm not ready for no kids. Like,
well,
the
term itself has been thrown around and it hasn't been fully explained. Honestly, because for any female that's in that situation, one, it's the hardest choice you ever make as a woman because you're getting ready to bring a life into this world and you find out that this life is going to, you know, this life has already been, for the poorest word, snuffed out. You know, now you have to choose.
Yeah.
And at this stage, it becomes you or this already dead thing that's living inside of you. So you do have to abort it. Before, you know, you become aborted. I know, bad term,
right.
bad phrasing, but
right.
that's
yeah,
basically
no, I get it,
what
no,
it is.
I get it.
That's what
I get
it is.
It.
And the term
it.
Itself of abortion has been thrown around back and forth, and no one has actually really explained even the medical ramifications of it. No one said that. They're just like, oh, well, you know, it's all of these poor black women that don't do right with birth control, and they just want to abort the fetus. That's not the case. And for the record,
no, it's not.
And for the record, African-American women and many women of color have the worst prenatal health care in this country because their health care is the worst. Even if they have the best insurance through their job, their freaking OBGYN doesn't treat them the same way
absolutely.
As the white one.
Exactly.
And I'm saying this coming from experience. Okay,
yeah,
I got lucky, though. Both my big heads are here. Healthy and driving me up the wall, 22 and 13.
But you know what
they
said? But what bothers me is I was reading about that. I was reading about that, and I watched a program about that, and I'm like, okay. Once again, we're still. I'm sorry. Excuse my French, but we're still fucking talking about color. So much other shit going on in the world, and we're still doing things by color. Now,
yeah.
You can't really come at us about it, black people, brown people, because we don't control the narrative.
We didn't start it.
When you want to start throwing numbers out there about, you know, abortion and this, that, and third, I mean, like Red said earlier, years ago, you know, it was taboo, you know, especially for, you know, Caucasian women to, like, have children out of wedlock and,
so they send them to the auntie's house. And another they take them to Mexico.
Or they have to have an abortion. Now, once again, this whole Roe v. Wade thing, everybody just looks at it from one angle. They're not thinking about the ectopic pregnancies. They're not thinking about the issues of sexual assault, rape, or things like of that nature.
No,
because
they're not.
As a father,
they brought it up, and these Bible thumpers cracked me that entire freak up. I'm sorry. A few of them have actually sat up there and said, well, it's God's will if she gets raped and she must have that baby. First of all, I'm pretty sure there is nothing in y'all good book that says a woman gets raped, she has to have that rapist baby. I'm pretty sure there's not. But let's assume there is. Do you not understand the ramifications of that rape victim having that baby? Well, let me explain. First of all, she's going to be a mental wreck to begin with because she's been forced to carry the fetus of a man that took her against her will. So she's already mentally destroyed at this point. What are the odds of that child even making it past the first year of life? Because women, and they don't talk about this, women suffer postpartum depression after giving birth.
Yep.
They do. Okay, because I've been there, done that. Hey,
me too.
Being a female, having had to suffer that, and then you get postpartum depression, I can guarantee you, y'all worried about that life. That life ain't gonna be here much longer. I'm not even being wrong when I say you're lucky if she don't kill that child within the first week. Again, the reason being because you have forced her to have the child of a man who has raped her. She's already mentally destroyed, and then on top of that, she has postpartum depression. Women, when they're postpartum, are actually very dangerous to that newborn child. Men don't understand this. Again, this is not only a female, it's not an emotional thing. This is also actually a medical thing. You have to understand this. Mental health is a big issue. You're actually contributing to poor mental health by doing this. But again, you know, you're so worried about populations and this, that, and the third, but you're not really delving into the ramifications of doing this Roe versus Wade. Okay, I'm done. I'm not going to say nothing else for an hour.
Shut up. I appreciate it because, you know, as a man, I can only look at it from, you know, as a man with sisters. You know,
and a daughter.
Listen, let me tell you.
Who's a
discussion.
Well, so
I had a discussion
an adult.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. But I had a conversation with one of her uncles, and we were talking about this whole, you know, situation, you know, decision, and I was like this. And this is my take on it. And I'm sure I'm not the only man that gives a damn about his daughter or his sisters or even his wife. If you're going to open the floodgates like that, I hope you're ready to pick up the bodies that are going to be dropped. Because if these rapists out here or these cats who are committing these sexual assaults, because all you're doing is, to a degree, is giving them the green light. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're giving them the green light. You're egging them on, like, wait a minute. So you're trying to tell me I can rape a chick and she get pregnant, she can't get rid of the baby. And I've also saw where if the woman aborts the baby, the doctors will get locked up, and she'll get locked up, and she can face some type of lawsuit from the rapist or his family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of shit is that? What kind of shit show is that? For how do you do a victim? Like, how do you continue to victimize the victim?
Well, you have to ask the Bible.
And think it's okay. I'm not asking them anything, because my whole thing is this. You're so concerned about what's going on over here, but there's other parts of the world where, you know, people rubbing on little boys and nobody.
But that doesn't.
But that doesn't concern
them.
We're gonna leave that alone.
Because it's you know why? Because
what do you
it
mean?
Doesn't.
In other parts of the world, they do that.
Because it's not affecting them.
Okay, and you're right. It's not affecting them. So what is it really affecting here? Like, what was the purpose of overturning something that was damn near 50 years old?
Because they have nothing better to do. Again, this is population control, and this is the worst freaking form of population control ever.
So wait a minute. How do you try to control population? If you're not,
Let me explain. It's not the population of us melanated people that they're worried about increasing. They're worried about decreasing our population. Okay, they're not trying to increase our population. They're trying to increase the population of the pale-skinned people. Because if you notice where most of this is coming from, guys, you gotta look. And this has been I wish this were conspiracy theory.
It's not conspiracy theory.
I wish it were conspiracy theory. I wish it were, but it's not. Because again, Planned Parenthood.
I'm sorry, but Trump.
Yeah, for making white life. And they're like, oh, that was a Freudian slip. That wasn't no Freudian slip. She said what she meant. She meant what she said.
Yeah, white life.
So don't give me that.
Yeah.
Don't give me that. And again, the woman who created Planned Parenthood. Honey, that was to control the black populace because there was too many of us around, and that was her plan. Mm-hmm. So don't give me – so
yeah,
again,
I read she was a racist too. She was a racist.
Yeah, to her core, to our whole core, please. So, yeah, we're dealing with population control. And, you know, because –
And I think that's what it's always been about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And because women of color received the worst prenatal care ever – you know, guess what? Now we have a higher chance of dying than before.
Yeah.
Because, again, we're not given the proper prenatal care, so ectopic pregnancies are a common occurrence within our populace. They are. They really are. You know?
I think
poor health care.
Right. Absolutely. That's what I was going to say, just poor health care. Within our community. And I know what that brother B, what you were talking about. It's something that Oprah was even though I don't rock with her, but it was something. Huh?
Something she was hinting on?
Yeah, something that she had did some type of documentary where she's saying in your neighborhood where you live at, you can possibly die because of the fact that it's the way you're being treated because of your color, because of your neighborhood, because of your economic status.
Yeah.
And she wasn't wrong. So, you
and
know,
she
again,
wasn't wrong about that.
And yeah. I have to say this, and I'm probably going to piss off a whole lot of people. Gee, there's a shock. So I'm going to just say this. If you don't have a uterus, you have no opinion. Okay, I feel better.
But all right, but you know what? I think, but Meek, I think it's bigger than that because you do have women with uteruses that support this decision. A lot of them support this decision. I mean, I don't know if the media is suppressing it or they're not really giving it that much light, but I'm really not seeing too much, and I could be wrong. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really see the strong presence of, like, you know, the Me Too movements and the other, like,
oh,
you know,
I
kind of feminist
that real
movements.
Fast.
Yeah, I don't
ooh,
really see
I,
them out there
can I,
like
ooh,
that.
Can I explain that? Can I explain that?
I just going to
I lied.
I thought she was going to be quiet. Go ahead.
Why do you think, first of all, why would you even believe me out of all people? What is wrong? Have you not met me before? Really? Okay,
yes.
So I'm going to explain this, then you should have known better than to even believe that much. So here it is, because you want to know about that. So here it is. It's simple. Black women weren't part of this movement, like we've been in previous movements. You have to understand something. Every movement that these women have had, there have been a buttload of sisters with them. This is the one time we sat back. This is the one time we sat back. We was like, you know what? That's on y'all. A few of us did go out, but for the most part, when you seen all of these rallies and all of these marches, How many times did you see shade in that crowd?
No, man.
That's what I.
Unless they were saying about some truth.
Yeah, and like I said, but if you look at the Me Too movement, it was shadier than all shade out there, wasn't it? You understand?
Yeah.
And for the ones with the uterus that are all for let's take away women's rights, they say that crap now. One, because they're in these states where, you know, they're in the Bible Belt. They're in these freaking states where where inbreeding is still a thing, where raping your 12-year-old daughter is okay. You know, they live in these states, but that's great because when their politician husband goes and has an affair with that secretary or that personal assistant, as they call them now, and he sits there and tells us, you know, you got to get rid of the baby, the states I live in ain't going to let you do it. What you going to do then? Come to New York? No.
Yep,
keep your
exactly.
ass where you at. Stay where you at in Texas. Stay over there. Stay in Oklahoma. Stay in whatever freaking city.
Yep.
Stay there.
All in the states.
Don't come over here. Don't
they
come over here to New York,
boy.
New Jersey. We good. We don't need no more of y'all. Because then y'all going to come over here, get what y'all need, and go back to y'all state. And then y'all want to think that somebody else, abortion's wrong. But, baby, you just came all the way over here to get it done.
Exactly.
Oh, and this is what people aren't realizing. Because these same women with uteruses over there in these states where they're like, we're all for it. But when they're on that end where, you know, they have the ectopic pregnancy. They have the septic uterus. You know, they're victims of rape. See, they're not thinking about that. They're not. They're just like, my husband said, your husband's a freaking idiot. I'm sorry. Probably inbred. His mama and his aunt are the same person, so there's that.
Well,
but
you
then
sound
I think
all
about
fired
that.
Up. Well, of course,
you know?
Of course they're not. Of course they're not going to think about it because, in the grand scheme of things, they feel like it doesn't have anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm. And they'll keep believing that until it affects them, and they're like, "Oh my God, we were so wrong." Yeah, because you kept your head up your ass for too long, freaking idiot.
Yes.
But I'm not fired up about this, by the way. I am not fired up.
You're fool me.
Yes, you are.
I'm
quite passionate. I'm just very
passionate.
And I think we all should be that passionate about it.
But I knew that was going to happen. But you know what else is coming next, right? You know what's coming next. They're going to take away gay rights. That's next on the agenda.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Yeah,
I don't think they're doing that.
No.
What?
I think Clarence Thomas kind of started hinted.
But they've been at that for the longest. And the next one is interracial marriage. You remember Loving? Remember that whole Loving versus the State?
Oh, yeah, I love that movie, but yeah.
Well, guess what? Interracial marriage is next on the agenda after gay rights. I promise you.
Okay. Now, all right, wait, hold on. So you're trying to tell me and everybody else that's listening that in your opinion,
in my opinion,
they're going to go, yeah, in your opinion, they're going to go after interracial couples, interracial marriage.
That'll be next. That'll be next. What sense would it make? What did my girl say standing next to Trump? Wait, what now? Say the what? Okay.
White lies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but okay.
And how
okay,
they going to do that?
Real talk, listen. All right, listen. If they can say, she can say what she wants. They all and say they, whatever they want. And they turn around and they backfire on the shit that they say. My thing is this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit there and talk about the only reason why they probably bad about the whole interracial marriage or whatever, because every time you turn around, whether it's a soap commercial, advertisement for a vacation, you always see a white man with a black woman. White man, black woman. Could be a white man, Spanish woman. But you always see a white man with a black woman. So if y'all mad, y'all mad because black and brown women are what, dealing with white men? Or white men are dealing with them? Listen, my whole thing
pretty
is
much.
Each his own. Love who you love. You know, I don't really care. But you're really going to tear the world apart.
And that's
doing
what
something
they're trying
like that.
To do. You think they won't try it? Listen, they just...
That's
listen,
a hard sell.
Just said, well,
it's a hard sell.
Yeah, well,
gay marriage,
I
can see them going after gay marriage. But interracial couples, like that, it makes
that's
no sense.
That's just next on the agenda. You think... These people that are in power, I guess, if you want to call that, these people now that are sitting up there fighting all of these laws and overturning this and overturning that, you know that's that generation that was before us, right? Where racism was more prevalent than it is now, right? You know, that's the generation that still expected a grown black man walking down the street to say, good morning, Mr. John. What? If you don't get out my face, I will bitch slap the whole hell out of you. I wish you would. You're dealing with white men from that era.
Yeah,
you're dealing with people like Turk
McConnell. No. Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with Turk. You're dealing with people like Turkey Neck who sat there when Obama got, you know, when Obama went through and got elected president. This fool came out his face and said, "Well, they lucky we let them have Obama." Excuse me. First of all, and it wasn't even the black people that voted Obama in. If we're going to be honest about it, it was those middle freaking American white housewives that was like, ooh, he's black, but he's not black, he's black. Bitch, listen, Sarah, you and Carrie need to go sit in the corner somewhere. Don't play with me. But this, I'm telling you, they're picking apart everything that they don't like. While they are still alive and they still have D.C.
This is
what we're going to have to deal with. You know, you sit there and you say, you know, love who you love. Well, guess what? Gay couples love who they love, correct? All this LGBTQ, purple, whatever it is. Listen, I don't even keep up with the letters no more. I'm just like, that guy, that chick, that they, you know what I'm saying? They love who they love, right? You got no problems with that, right? Okay. Well, same thing with an interracial couple. They love who they love. You ain't got no problems with that, right? Guess what they're going for?
So, all right.
Because it doesn't fall in line with what they grew up believing. You got a whole lot of old motherfuckers sitting up in there still pushing their bullshit, and they use their freaking Bible as a reason for doing it. Give me a break. I thought in this country there was a separation of church and state. It's in their constitution. It's all in his amendments and everything, right? So what had happened?
Yeah, but that was for them. That wasn't for us. We weren't part of the plan. Well, guess what, honey?
We may not have been part of the plan, but we're here. And us not being part of the plan doesn't negate the fact that they're still going to use those same things to come after everybody. It doesn't. It doesn't negate the fact. First, it's going to be freaking, you know, gay rights. Then it's going to be interracial marriage, and Lord knows what other girls are going to try. You, it may be a hard sell for you, but I've seen this. I haven't seen it, but I put it to you like this. After what they did with freaking RVW, anything is possible. And I don't put nothing past them. Personally, I hate to say this, but I don't even hate to say this. I'm going to say it. I don't care. We need to drain the entire swamp, both houses, and call it a day. Not just one party over the other. Both parties need to go because they both full of it. And I said it. I said what I said. I'm not a fan of either one. I'm not a fan of either one. They both suck.
Like, say
they
right?
is both full of it.
I think that's why we need these young people up in there.
And well, they don't like the young people,
you know,
in this. But the young people are jaded
because,
and tainted too.
They're politicians. You know, the thing with some of the young people, they just don't care about the things that the politicians care about. This young generation, they just don't care. Like, they're not concerned with things that are not going to either put money in their pocket, you know, or, you know, them just have
something to follow.
Having a good time. Yeah, exactly.
Having a good time or something to follow.
Yeah,
they also can write in cursive. So.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, it's like they've dumbed them down. So check it out. They've dumbed them down. So there's no purpose in trying to go after them legally, unless it's to arrest them. But it doesn't mean it doesn't make sense to change anything on the books because, first of all, they're not going to read it. They're not going to do anything. If they show up, they're just showing up to just take up a space. Like, they're not really trying to, you know, get into the fray of things. And you know, that's one of the biggest issues that I have, you know, just going forward. Like, you know, you this generation, they want to be fighters, but fighters for the wrong thing. Or things that don't even make sense. Like, what a lot of people don't understand, especially some of these kids in this generation, this whole reversal of Roe versus Wade and it actually going through is a bad sign for what is about to come. For a lot of people. Like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is only the beginning. Because they're going to look to do more and more, take away more rights, take away, you know, be subtle about it. And not, and you know, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm just going to do this, you know. I'm going to put my finger in your ear, you know. No, don't put your finger in my ear. No, I'm just going to just go around the circumference, you know, the half space of your ear. I'm not going to put my finger directly in your ear. Oh, okay, I trust you. Next thing you know, you got a whole fist in your goddamn, you know, in your ear. Then what?
Mm-hmm. I thought you said you like wasn't going to put it. Why would you believe it?
Yeah. Exactly. And you know what is crazy is the lies are becoming more blatant. Like, it's like just for that woman to just get up one day and say, oh, thank you for saving white lives. Mm-hmm. Like, that was some real bold shit.
And
that was
they
some
listen,
real,
you got
like, wow. And but said, thank you all the MAGA. I know.
She ain't the only one that's bold like that. What the hell is the name? It's two airheads. It's some two airheads. Oh, my. Lauren Rose something. The one that looks,
wow.
The one with the glasses that look like a man. She's about 4 feet tall. And then the other one. The blonde one with the real man face. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. What the hell? Where's my phone at? I'm gonna pull up. Ugly husband. Yo, it's always these beastly looking broads too. They be looking like somebody forgotten flushes. Oh my goodness.
Because they don't want them. The husband don't want them. So they probably stand behind these laws because they know that, you know.
Okay. Here
the mistress that's the mistress that's carrying their husband's baby, you know.
Right.
I don't know, you know what I'm saying.
I got both these hoes. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh,
that's the one that looked, the blonde one that looked like a man. She looked like she's a trans testicle. Would be surprised if we found out she's one later. And the other one,
oh,
Lauren Brobart. She looked like what? That one looked like freaking, what's her name? Sarah Palin's illegitimate child. I wouldn't be surprised if we found that out later too.
Oh, my
she looked
God.
Like she wanted to be Sarah Palin when she grew up. What? Oh, you knew I was going to go in on these birds. Come on. But they're just as bad as this word that sat up there and said, thank you for saving Worry Lot. They're all the same.
But now,
they are
but
all
now, hold on,
same
hold on.
With their racist views.
No, but now, hold on. This is my thing. So, clearly, you know, white people weren't the only people that did, you know, vote for Trump and support Trump. You do have some black, some brown
you
people.
You had Latinos.
You have a lot, yeah, a lot of, you know, Latinos. Because I've heard, you know, a couple of Spanish people actually defend Trump. But then I'm saying to myself, like, why are you defending a dude that just was talking crap about Mexicans and was throwing paper towels in Puerto Rico? Like, why would you...
And why would
you actually support that? And
they
think
they
it's
got
okay.
selective amnesia when he actually deported. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but this is funny. So there was this dude in Mexico. Well, not from Mexico. He was from Texas, and you know, he was Mexican. Voted for Trump, big Trump supporter. And when Trump started talking about deporting people back to Mexico, they deported him. But he wasn't even Mexican. He was American.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Exactly. So, excuse me, but again, you know, these people, and I hear a lot of the brothers now talking about, oh, well, don't you wish Trump was back in office, the gas prices? And I said, first of all, you have to understand something, economically speaking. We were on a lockdown for 2 years, right? We're coming out of a recession, and on top of that, for 2 years, we weren't using oil refineries. We didn't need to. Nobody was going anywhere. Okay? So
right.
Now that the world has opened up, there's a high demand for these things now. This has nothing to do with who's in office, because it could have happened during freaking Vitor's freaking administration. It could have happened during then, you know. It could have happened at any point. It's happening now because we're coming out of a freaking two-year lockdown where people are getting back to work, people are traveling more. You know, these oil refineries, we have the oil here. The refineries aren't refining them fast enough. That's why prices are the way that they are. This is economically speaking. This isn't me picking sides or anything because, again, I don't like either one of them. I think both sides suck. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts. I'd rather be drawn, caught, or hung in just some bottles than have to deal with either one of those sides. But that's just me.
I get it. I just think it's a dangerous precedent. You know, going forward, it says a lot. It's basically telling you, as a woman, you don't have the rights that you thought you had, or you don't have any rights. Period. Like we can just tell you what to do, how we want you to do it, and
you're going to
supposed to accept
it. Right, and you're
going to
do it and accept it.
Yeah,
and this is why
life of me. I don't get it why some people feel that they can make this decision.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
Because
I'm going to have
what?
A whole lot of...
They've been allowed to do it for years.
Yeah.
They've been
so
allowed to do it.
So what's going to change now? For centuries. Which is
after
ironic
centuries.
Because...
Yeah, you're right.
If you go back far enough, you'll realize that earlier civilizations, it wasn't run like this in certain parts of the world. You know, if you take Africa, the earliest civilizations of Africa, they were women rulers. No, they were women generals. You know? I don't know what happened. I guess when Marcus Anthony decides to take his ass from Greece and go mess around with freaking Cleopatra and Nefertiti, that's when shit went south. I don't know. But I tell you what, this whole thing with you know, men dictating how a woman's body is supposed to be handled and yeah, all of this, that's retarded. It's so retarded. It doesn't make any sense. Because first of all, it's supposed to be a partnership to begin with. I'm sorry, because you can't run the world without two people. Well, rather, you can't run a house without two people. You need those two people to be able to communicate and coincide with each other and vibe with each other. And I'm not even talking about modern-day relationships. I'm talking about in general. You need that cohesion. If you don't have it, society's doomed to fail. And we're at that,
well,
we're in that stage now.
I want to ask a question. I'm sorry, Mika. Like, I'm going to say this. Now, I would those same men like it if we were to tell them what to do with their self? Go get a vasectomy.
Oh, girl, you know.
Like,
oh,
wait, and right, don't think that. Let me ask a question.
And don't think that has to be brought up on the table.
Do you really think?
And
the
vasectomy is reversible.
Do you really think it's just men making these decisions?
No, you have brainwashed women.
Like you can't.
You have brainwashed
women. Really,
exactly. I'm not.
Like,
I'm not
really
saying that.
There's a bunch of men. No, but you know what? I've been in a couple of conversations and people keep saying that, like, oh, men don't know this. Are you men? It's like, whoa, don't you me? Because that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't make no decision to say that you can't do what you want to do with your coochie. That ain't none of my business. You know what I'm saying? I have
right.
nothing to do with that. So,
but I'm asking, how would they like it if somebody says, hey, well, you got over, I'll say this just to give that an example. Oh, you got over six kids. You know what? It's time for you to get a vasectomy.
And you know
how
what?
How would you feel about that?
Well, you're asking me as a man?
No, I said them, not you.
How would
them?
They
oh.
feel?
How would they feel?
I said, how would they feel about that? Not you.
Listen, are you really asking? The
thoughts yeah, I'm really
of,
asking.
Of it, man. Wait. So you're trying to tell me these cats can skeet all day long and nobody getting pregnant? Really? They wouldn't
but
have an issue with it at all. But I get it.
I understand her question.
No, I understand
I
it
totally.
Too. But the whole thing is, a lot of them are probably not going to care unless they're concerned about having a kid, unless they're concerned about having a family. They're not really going to care.
Or they're concerned about
they
having to pay that child support.
Okay, how about this? What if they have, like, you know, something in their family where, like autism or something
disease.
In their family?
And that child has I understand what you're saying. And that child runs the probability of having that particular disease.
Right, that particular, right, exactly.
Well, first of all, I stand differently on it. Like, listen, to each his own. But just because a child may have, you know, something going on, they may find out the fetus or, you know, a child, you know, going forward may have some type of issue. Now, unless it's detrimental to the child or unless it's detrimental to the life of the mother, you know, I think it should be a thing where if she wants to have the baby, of course you got the baby. Like, we can't just automatically start X-ing out kids like, oh, this kid, you know, genetics are bad, kid's got to go.
No, but this
you know,
is her question,
you know,
and I see what her question is. I understand what her question is saying.
No, and trust me, I get it. But like I said, unless it's an issue, then I'm telling you, they're not really going to care unless they want to make a family.
And the crazy part is, do you know how many women make that choice every time? And 9 times out of 10, they actually choose to keep that child with that birth defect, whether it's spinal defect. Well, I forget them. It's a spinal disease, you know. And a lot of women choose to continue knowing that child's life will be hard.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
You know. But I understand what
you know.
What? How,
but,
you know.
But
what
who,
they
who
do.
Are we? But who are we? If you believe in a higher power of the universe, who are we to judge? Who, you know what I'm saying? Whether you like it or not. I'm just saying, who are we to make that decision? Who are we to say, like, oh, child's life is going to be hard? You don't know that. You know how many, you know, I've been on TikTok and I've been seeing all these videos, kids with no arms, or kids, you know, with one leg or this, that, and the third. And some of them keep people happy than me.
Why,
Mika? Because they probably ain't got to do shit like work 40 hours like we do, 40, 60 hours every damn week. Shit, that's why they happy.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but...
I know,
but I'm just saying.
We can't judge.
Oh, no, and I don't judge. Listen, there's this one girl on TikTok that I follow. And she has... it's the tit. I forget the name of the disorder that she has. Oh, my God. It's when they have outbursts, and sometimes they curse. Thank you. Now this is a I think she's in college now. Beautiful young lady. She was doing a she was doing her TikTok thing, and she said that she was sick, and when she's sick, her Tourette's gets even worse.
Mm-hmm.
I got mad because she said she had the flu and she had bronchitis, and she was eating ice cream. My first thought is, well, why are you eating ice cream and you got bronchitis?
Exactly.
You know that that's bad. See, but that's where my mind went. I was like, oh, why are you on here with bronchitis and you eating ice cream? And she was trying, she wasn't doing the makeup that time. She was just going on about, you know, how she wasn't feeling well and, you know, how when she's sick, her tics are really uncontrollable. Oh, God damn it, son of a bitch, your mother. Ouch, God damn it.
What?
And
that's what you
know, I freaking, I broke
well,
my
you know
what,
but you, all right, but you know what? But you know what
but
the thing is?
She has the options. Yeah, and her mother, and you know, like I said, her mother said, well, I don't care. That's my child. And, you know, not for nothing, she's got herself a little boyfriend. He's a little big head thing, too. And you can just tell she's a nice kid. But, I mean, you know, again, I'm glad her mother didn't, because if her mother did, I wouldn't be entertained. Because the girl, man, her drama be making me live my own childhood.
Well, see, now, once again, there's so many angles, you know, that this decision, you know, that has been made. There's so many, you know, negatives to it. Some people may see it as a positive, you know, but the big thing is it's political, the politics of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing is politics and humanity don't mix.
No, you throw religion into it, it's even worse.
Yeah, and the whole thing is like, what was the purpose of throwing religion in it if it was already sanctioned? Like, okay, back in 1973, they passed it. You know, Roe versus Wade,
mm-hmm.
it happened. It went down, so women mm-hmm. were allowed. Because, you know, they try to say, oh, well, you know, it's my choice. It's my choice. First of all, it shouldn't even be a question of a woman having a choice. It's your life. You do what you do. But once again, when we make the mistake of picking these people, voting for these people who don't know our struggles or don't live our lives, and we put them in positions to make decisions for us that we don't want them to make. There's no, listen, you.
But they
know
that.
But that's the game. That's the whole game. You can't represent me. If you don't know me, you can't represent me. It could be 20 people in a room, and 20 people with different, you know, agendas, different beliefs, all this and that. You're trying to tell me one person is going to be able to make the decision for those 20 people? It's bullshit. So
yeah,
once
absolutely.
Again, we put these people in these positions. We open the floodgate for it, and
well,
now
for the
it's
record,
gotten to the point where it's gone so far. Well, yeah, but it's gotten so far that we can't reel it back in now. So now we just got to sit back and brace for impact. Roe versus Wade for me was just like a little that was the drop. And oh, we got away with that. Oh, so what are we going to get away with next?
What else we could do? And
exactly.
I done told you what the next two
happen.
Things are. And y'all, you think I'm joking about that last one, Brother B. I tell you
yeah,
what.
I'm going to find that very interesting. Because let's get real. How are you going to package that? How are you going to package, you know, we're going to stop
very
interrupting
slowly.
Marriage?
Saving white lies.
Because wait a minute.
Saving white lies. In America.
So, all right, so then if you're going to, okay, so if you're going to do that, then you might as well go back to segregation.
Oh, don't think that's not a point in either. What makes you think that they won't try that next? What makes you think
It'll
they won't try that shit? There's still parts of the South to this day in 2022 that are still segregated. There are still towns in the South where they have a black prom and they have a white prom.
It's
okay?
True.
All those states that they lit up.
So don't tell me segregation still don't exist, because it damn sure don't.
Okay. So let's take a walk with me. So let's say there was a bigger agenda to this. Yes, you do. Because I see a lot of people possibly moving out of whatever state that says abortion is illegal. So people just move out of that state and go to another state where it's legal. Because eventually what they're going to do is people are probably going to say, well, I'm going to go to this state and have my abortion and then come back home. They're probably going to put some type of clause that if you do that, you're still going to be subject to arrest. So it's either you stay where you're at and not come back here, and you know what I'm saying, or you're just going to face the consequences if you come back here. Now, to me, that sounds like a lot.
But that's but you're going to be already in the United States, you're saying that.
You can still be in the United States. But if you go to another state, like let's say your neighboring state that you're in says no, you know, abortion is illegal here. But your neighboring state is like, oh, yeah, now you can come get it done over here. Eventually, somebody's going to sit back and come up with a little clause and say, listen, if you go to another state and you have it done and it's on record, when you come back home, you can be subject to arrest.
That's crazy.
It's not above reproach. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that's
no,
very
I know
real.
That.
And it's that
somebody
is,
sitting
I would
down writing it down now. Yeah, somebody sitting down hashing out the details right now. No, not listen. Nothing really surprises me anymore. I'm just waiting for the UFO to come and just.
See, no,
take
you can't get on my ship.
No, you
staying here. I'm leaving.
We just gonna fight for the seat. We're gonna fight for the seat.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Because
we're gonna fight for it.
Nothing, none of it. You all right there, buddy? Need some water?
That first hit.
Sound like Biggie.
Oh, Lord.
Sound like Biggie from the album. But, I mean, I'm just over the politics.
I'm telling you,
I'm so over the politics. But,
I've been over that.
But
bottle of wine and some popcorn.
I just want to see. Now, you're right. Right, that's all we should do. But I just want to see what these groups, these people who fight for certain rights and things, I want to see what they're going to do. I really want to sit back and see what's going to happen.
Now, the funny part is, and I said this before, and I will say it again, had women of color joined their protest, it would have been a different outcome. Not even playing with
definitely.
Because in all honesty, Brother B, if you look at the history of this country alone, whenever the palm-colored people, well, women, have their little march, no one's listening. No one's paying attention. No one's, you know, they're like, yeah, okay, whatever. But when you start throwing women of color into it, then all of a sudden it becomes a big deal. Women's suffrage was actually started by the sisters. The women's suffrage movement, and the pale skins decided to join in, and then it became something else. You know what I'm saying? Look at the 60s, all the bra burning, this, that, and the third. I mean, come on. It seems like every time the Me Too movement was the most recent thing, and again, here we go. You know, and again, the Me Too movement was started
What does that have to do without people? I mean, if you want to start getting to the classification,
the funny part is,
she said, thank you for saving white lives.
Shouldn't.
Okay, fine. It shouldn't.
But for whatever reason, when we get involved, it seems to be something different. Why is that?
Because
it's us.
It's us. Yeah.
We're not a full human.
We help them make
in their eyes.
We help make their numbers when they need it. When they need us to help, you know, bolster their numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
So, yeah, you understand what I'm saying? This is why none of us really, a few of us went, but not as many as we've done for other things. Not as many. And you've seen what happens. Our numbers is with, yeah, exactly. And you know what? But you know, not for nothing. Yeah. And the sad part is, this is what happens. This is how it is. That's the shit that bothers me. What is she talking about? Oh, crap.
Well, I mean, my thing is this. It's going to bother a lot of people. I mean, it's like it's a shock, but then again, it's no shock.
It wasn't a shock.
The only thing right now is just people are just sitting back waiting to see what's the next shoe that's going to drop.
Well, you have my pick.
That's all.
Should we start a pool? I think we should start a pool.
I mean, the thing when it comes down to the gay marriage, yes, I do believe that that's probably going to be next.
That's next.
Because that's just something that they just seem to have had a problem with. But the sad part on the other end of that, so
but
you
it's
have
only,
a lot of that are married, a lot of gay marriages, and you have these people that have their spouses and somebody's on somebody's benefits. So you're trying to tell me you're going to put people at a disadvantage because of your politics, because of what you believe. So then where's the democracy? That's what I would like to know.
What democracy?
Democracy? Yeah, exactly. There isn't. America is a dictatorship.
We haven't
nothing,
had democracy
no
in
democracy.
Years.
No. They want you to believe that you have freedom of choice. But you don't have a choice.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
There's no choice. There's no choice.
Please.
But my
democracy
thing is, I'm looking. I'm like, how could you put all of these people at this event?
Because they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
Oh, I believe.
They don't give a fuck. And the ironic, and here's the funniest part. This is what I really find funny. Like, because you know they're going to go after freaking gay marriage. I find it funny how they're going after something that half of them do on the low anyway. I find that hilarious. So your gay lover now, even though he has a husband and he's cheating with you, how you think he's going to react when he finds out that you're part of this? He's going to be too happy. And he's going to end up leaving you regardless of the fact. They're going to end up moving to either Cali or here or freaking New York, one of the two.
You just made a whole movie.
And you're never going to see your gay lover again because you're a dick.
You made a whole damn movie. You made a whole movie.
Sure.
I can't do it with you sometimes.
But listen, first of all, my Lifetime Sunday movie is awesome. That's number one. Number two, as long as we can admit to the fact that that's the reality, I'm good, because that is a reality. Was it Roosevelt that was the cross-dresser? I think it was Roosevelt who was the cross-dresser. Literally had a sitting
person. Well, I think he was.
You have a sitting, and this is, again, so you're against gay marriage, this, that, and the third, but you had a sitting president who was getting prettier than RuPaul. And he ran the country. Are you kidding me right now? How can you – I don't understand how you could be against gay marriage in your own – and everyone loves Roosevelt. Oh, he was one of the best presidents of the country. He was a cross-dressing ninny. But y'all got a problem with gay marriage, but y'all up him. Okay, I just want to make sure I understood the hypocrisy. Just want to make sure I got it. And I got it now. Want to make sure I understood the hypocrisy.
I'm just saying.
You don't find it a bit hypocritical?
Of course it is. But once again, I mean, Roe versus Wade was definitely a tragic situation. But you know how it is. People only look at things to the degree of how much it affects them. If it doesn't affect them, it's like, I don't care.
And all of these politicians that are banging in turds, at least Billy didn't get Monica Lewinsky knocked up. At least he didn't do that. But
oh my
you
God,
got
thank
all
God
these
for that.
Girl, you know I said the same thing.
That'd have been a whole, situation.
Girl, that'd have been a whole hot mess. But you still got politicians that are banging in turds, that are banging their personal assistants, this, that, and the third. And how many of them have gotten pregnant, and how many of them have had to get abortions? Okay, so you're outlawing this in your state, but you're going to end up doing this same stupid shit over and over and getting your intern or your assistant pregnant. And now she can't get rid of it, so what do you do? What are you going to do? You understand what I'm saying? Hypocrisy at its finest.
But that got to happen for
leave me. It alone. I'm telling you, listen, they on hiatus right now. but we're going 40 years out. I promise you. I promise you. And we're going to see how they rock with that. I'm telling you. I'm sitting back with popcorn and wine because I got to see the shit show. I'm sorry. I have to see the shit show.
But what, all right, so Red, let me ask you a question. What do you think going forward? Like, what do you think it's gonna, you know, be the next part two of the shit show?
Yep.
Now, so what do you think, Red? What do you think? You know, what I'm saying, what's gonna be a part of the next, you know, the shit show?
It's the same thing that Nika said. It's like. It's a trickling down. Like, with this coming out, people seen it coming, but they didn't, you know, they've seen it coming, but it's just like, nah, you know, once again, we live in this world where everything is a distraction. Look what happened. War. Putin. They have put every little thing here, there, and then now, bam, right in your face. So now, next thing you know, something else is going to come out. Some other big thing is going to, you know, pop up. I don't think it's going to be another war or anything like that. But it's going to be something that's going to be a distraction. Then that's when they're going to, bam, just like you said, the gay rights, the gay marriage. It may be that. Next thing you know, I'll say it's just like COVID. When COVID first came out, oh, everybody was concentrating on COVID. Then next thing you know, now we got some, you know, the next time you turn around months later, it's something else. It's the what was it after that? Disease, whatever other virus that they threw out. Then you go 6 months later, it's another virus. It's the same thing. It's a trickle down effect. But in between that time, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be some type of distraction in between that time so they could pop it up on you just like they did this.
But this was a pop-up because they were talking about this during the last administration. Because the people that voted it down are carryovers from the last administration that he put in.
Right, exactly. This is what I'm saying. Like I said, these people are not going anywhere. The only way they're going anywhere is if they die. And even if they die, they're going to keep them writing them these skeletons and all. Because... They want to keep this shit going. They want to keep this going.
Walking Dead me?
Yes, I did. Of course.
Yo. Okay.
Yeah, like this is, they're gonna keep them there because they want to keep somebody that, I don't know, their spirit or something like that, because they want to keep this going. They don't want to change. They want it to stay just where it is.
And sadly, change is inevitable, and you have to deal with it. That's life.
Yeah, but listen, not in their heads.
No.
Not in their heads.
Oh, this shit show is going to be amazing.
Well, I think a lot of things are going to be done covertly. I think, you know what I'm saying, like, this whole decision to overturn Roe versus Wade happened, and now they're just kind of going to go underground with it because people are going to be expecting, oh, what's next? And the best thing they do is just do stuff, and then you wake up a week later and be like, wait a minute, that wasn't like last week.
They pulled the wool over your eyes.
It wasn't even like yesterday. Exactly. You're going to be bamboozled. So it's like we can sit here and talk about all we want to, but, you know, hey, we know what it is.
You know
you can't, you can't get too far. And it's just not happening.
People have been saying that and how you guys doing?
Hello,
no,
how you doing, sir? How you doing, sir?
People have been saying that was a bad court decision for 50 years. And in 1849, Wisconsin's put a law in effect which outlawed abortion back in 1849. The Supreme Court has no business interfering in that particular fashion with the state. The whole court case was about the privacy between a patient and their doctor. And then it elevated into what it became. You know, the funny thing about me and African American blacks and the things that they champion one day and get all upset about. Y'all remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? Supreme
yes.
Court Justice.
Yes.
Female.
Yes.
She was in an interview in 2005 on a topic called The Place of Women in the Court. And the question came about the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment, which forbids the use of Medicaid for abortion. And in her interview, I'm going to read part of the transcript. She said, yes, the ruling about that surprised me. She's talking about Harris versus McRae in 1980. The court upheld the Hyde Amendment, which forbids the use of Medicaid for abortion. Then she goes on, I want you to pay close attention to these next three sentences. She said, frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concerns about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. That's your Democratic darling, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, the thing is I want to ask y'all this. Who was she talking about in 1972?
Well, of course you know what we talk about.
Well, then.
We know.
Well, yeah, we know who she was talking about in 1972. Absolutely right. So I can't understand these black politicians today like your Maxine Waters and everybody else. They're your enemy. And they're bitching because they're talking about, well, we ain't done yet. Well, yes, you are. Because the Constitution is absolute. You want to change it, there's a procedure. They have a Constitution a convention amongst the states, and you got to get majority of the states to agree, three quarters, really, 37 out of 50. Then you got a supermajority, 75% of the sitting Congress had to agree to it. And that's almost literally impossible to do. But it can be done because it's been done.
I think what it boils down to is just trying to keep us divided. I think what it boils down to is keep our eyes on something else while they do what they do.
Well,
that's
you might be right.
I don't believe, me personally, I'm sorry, sir, but I don't believe in Democrats. I don't believe in Republicans. I don't believe in the left wing or the right wing. I don't believe in the Goldberg. I don't believe in any of it. You know why? Because it's nothing but a bunch of people that are still making off with our tax dollars. It's a bunch of people that are making decisions for us that I'm not asking you to make for me. Like, there's nothing you can do for me. You don't live in my household. You don't pay my bills. You do nothing for me.
Yeah, but you elect them, though. I mean, not you personally.
No,
I'm talking about people elect them.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
And, see,
and I bet
the
you
problem,
the day we stop doing that, I bet you the day we stop doing that, things will change.
Well, it's a lot of things that go along with that. But the thing is that the decision back with Roe was illegal as far as the responsibilities and what the Supreme Court can do. Courts cannot make laws. The same thing happened with same-sex marriage. Courts should not have done that, especially two justices shouldn't even voted on it. Once again, Ginsburg and also Cragen. Why? Because they had officiated some same-sex marriage. Therefore, they should have recused themselves. They are biased. But they didn't.
It's true.
And one other one. And that's interracial marriage. Court had no business deciding on that neither. And I'm going to give you a good reason why that is. Because the First Amendment said that the government, or let's say the Congress, shall respect no religion. Okay, how did that play in? Because in religions, it specifically say that you should not give your daughters to their son, nor your sons to their daughters. In other words, they're talking about intermingling. Now, that religious belief was in existence before a U.S. Constitution. And for you to go against that, you are giving recognition or respect to somebody else's religion, which you're not supposed to do. So that should be left up to the states, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I really think it shouldn't be left up to anyone but the individuals at hand. I think there's just too much law, too much politics. I mean, they try to make it seem like men cannot govern or women cannot govern themselves. And I don't really think that's the case. They want to make it seem that way, but I don't think that's the case.
Well, so let me ask you a question.
When they make a decision about the gun laws, because you know what? It's interesting how they're more concerned about a woman's reproductive rights than gun laws. Why do we have military-grade weapons on the street? Why
because the Constitution says you can. Right?
No, it says you have the right to bear arms, but the type of arms is totally different.
And it should not be infringed.
Yeah, but back then, they didn't have these type of weapons.
Why
are military weapons that are made for military purpose?
What kind did they have? They had muskets because their enemies had muskets. Today, you got semi-automatics because your enemy have semi-automatic. And if people don't want to be infringed in their rights with quote-unquote abortion, then why would you want to infringe on a person's, another citizen's right when it comes down to the Second Amendment? It's clear as a bell.
But the Second Amendment, first of all, that doesn't even apply to brown and brown people. That's one. We'll leave that one alone. I will say this:
right.
It has nothing to do with you or me personally. Once again, that's a woman's right to choose. That's two people's right to choose.
The court didn't say she couldn't choose. They just said that it's up to the states.
It's up to the states.
In Missouri, you got the Missouri St. Louis Automatic Board is contemplating, and you already have other entities, is going to pay for women to go to Illinois or other states to have abortions. And nobody's going to stop them. They can go. In Missouri, they're going to use taxpayers' money, which is already whack. But the people let that stuff happen.
Okay, but then it's going to, once again, it just opens up another can of worms. My thing is this, once again, and it goes off of what you said. It wasn't their business. It wasn't their right. They're making a judgment based off of what? Once again, how do you tell a woman, you can't do this? Or the state that you live in, we're going to let them decide to make that choice. And if you make that choice, you're going to jail. If you make it illegal, you're giving them, what option are you really giving them?
Well, the argument is they say it's not a life. But I'd be damned if you shoot a pregnant woman and kill her and the baby, you got double homicide.
Exactly. But see, that's the hypocritical BS of this system. It's hypocritical.
And that's in no states.
No
states got a right to make those rules and regulations, those laws, because they're sovereign. Actually, we call them states. They are countries. And that's where, in fact, it lies. And just like you like Indian tribes, they were sovereign countries too. So anyway, I hear you see people need to understand what the absolute is, that being the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Constitution protects you from the central government. The Bill of Rights protect you from the states. And they need to learn them and utilize them for their protection. You know, the funny thing is that when humankind was born, they had all the rights in the world. But what took rights away little by little? Laws.
Exactly.
You guys have a nice day, man.
Exactly. Thank you, sir. You have a blessed one as well. Thank you. And, you know, he's absolutely right. It goes back to what was being said earlier. We give these people the power to make these laws and then use them against us.
Yep, absolutely.
To take away our freedom. First of all, once again, I'll take it back over. He said, when you're born, you should be born into freedom. It shouldn't be a law oppressing you. But we have them.
Well,
and what do?
We weren't brought here over freedom either.
Oh, listen.
And the people that were here weren't able to be free.
You know, I'm just at a point where I'm just like, listen. You know, I did this show because I had to do the show. But I'm not really into the whole politics thing. So like I said, start, middle, end of the day, to me, it's all BS. No matter how you slice it, it's a puppet show. That's all it is. You know how many people that I don't even speak to anymore because of Trump when he was in office? People became so damn divided because of this dude. People who've been going for years all of a sudden became enemies overnight because of one idiot's ideologies and views. And he's a crook. So you're trying to tell me you're defending the crook. You're defending the crook.
Right, no, and I'm against that crook.
And I'm wrong for not supporting the crook. Listen, I digress, man. That's why I don't like doing politics. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. But
not
this whole Roe versus Wade thing, this is just a bad situation that can probably go so many different ways. And this is probably one of those.
Every bad way.
You know, put it like this. This is probably one of the rules, one of the things that you're going to hear about. The other laws, you're probably not going to hear about them. Probably not going to be in the open like that. You're just going to start tweaking and changing stuff, and you'll wake up one morning and they'll say, oh, well, you can't wipe your ass anymore. It's against the law. You got to get somebody else to do it. You got to pay somebody to wipe your ass now. You didn't hear the law in the books. I don't care what anybody says. Freedom isn't free. This is not a free country. There's nothing free about it. We all pay a price. Some heavier than others, but we all pay some type of damn price now. And it just makes you broke. So at this stage, I really don't know say anymore. You just have to get back and do relationship shows and some other stuff.
Lord.
It's depressing because it keeps people at so many, it keeps everyone at each other's throat for no reason. Because, you know, on one hand, you're talking about Roe versus Wade, but on another hand, you got some kid who just got away with murder, with shooting two people, and now he's making a video game to offset his court costs. And that's okay. It's okay to do that. Wow. All right. That's somebody that can sit back and say, oh, I love America. Because the system is working, fam.
He loves his America. There's a huge difference between his and ours.
His and ours.
Yeah, exactly. But it's working for him. Just like all the people that are sitting back talking about white life, you will not replace us. This replacement theory and all that bullshit. Listen.
Ain't nobody giving a fuck about that. We are bigger.
And that's what I was going to say. Listen, if we really wanted to replace you would have been replaced already. No one cares about replacing you.
Get our lives together.
Exactly. Nobody's even thinking about you. But maybe that's the problem. We're not thinking about them. And they feel sad and upset because, you know, we're just not focused on them. We don't
care. Karen, get a job.
Like, I don't know what to tell Karen. And that's what
and
the people like that, I call them, yeah, and the people like that, I call them Karens. And there's a whole lot of them in this world.
Mm-hmm. But nobody cares about, nobody cares about you.
We ain't worried about y'all.
Whatever you're going through.
We trying not to get shot, you know?
Exactly.
We trying not to get killed by the cops. We trying to make our, we're trying to do our own generational wealth. And y'all always in our face. Damn. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
Shit.
But then at the same time,
how about that?
At the same, but at the same time, we still got to take accountability. Because we have our
own assholes
to deal with.
And this is what I'm saying. We trying to clean up our own lives. We ain't got time for nobody else. We don't. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I can't let you clean up your life. If I let you clean up your house, then guess what? That means you'll live good. If you live good,
that's
then that means what?
Right, you're going to live better
either
than me.
Either you won't need me, or you might be doing better than me. So I can't
either
have
way, it. Well, you're going to have to get over it, because this is where we at.
No.
I divorced my ex-husband. Shit. He thought the same thing. Prove that motherfucker wrong. So having said that, I ain't worried about them.
Look, K-Dog comes on with the last 3 minutes. What you want, K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, y'all? You know what? I thought you guys started at 9.
This is not that true. Still
on the 8.
But you know what? Let me add this. Let me just add this. It's a damn shame what's going on right here in this damn country, because the country that don't give a damn about anybody, they don't even respect women. Because if you're going to come up with some bullshit like this to tell women what to do with their bodies, no man should have any business telling a woman what to do with her body. Y'all want to talk about guns, but yet y'all don't want to get rid of the guns, but yet y'all telling women what to do with their bodies? Stupid idiots. The stupidity of it makes no damn sense.
Nope, they don't care about that.
No, they don't. And you know what's worse? You know what? If I had called earlier, man, I should have called. But the religious rights, the churches, oh, they're having a field. They're like, yeah, this is good. I'm like, y'all some
hypocrites
too. Because some of y'all, you have priests who molest little boys. Then you have priests that impregnate women too. And you have those pastors running around chasing these women. But yet y'all telling those women get abortions. But now y'all making it like sound bad. Shame on
you. Yep.
Damn shame. And you know what else I want to add to? Fuck Donald Trump. Yes, lost the election. Get over it. Yeah, I know Joe Montana is going to be mad. Come on now. Listen, get over it. You're a sore-ass loser. You're a sorry-ass president, and you're a sorry loser. So you know what? Shut up.
Poor loser.
Well, listen.
Jeez.
He has a following.
They have a leader.
Listen, they have
a
leader.
They drink the Kool-Aid. Don't forget, they drink the Kool-Aid, you know.
And this is true. They have their leader.
And,
you know, no matter what spectrum. No matter what color spectrum they're from, the idiots have found their leader.
Oh yeah, they have.
So
and you know what? They licking his and you know what? They sitting there, but you know what? Like they said, it's all gonna come down. It's all gonna come down.
I'm waiting for the next January 6th to pop off. See what happens.
Oh, the next January 6th pop off. You know what's gonna happen? Guess what? He's not gonna have their backs again. Cause guess what? Guess who didn't have their backs when he left office? He was like, and.
They're now,
like,
we're about to get shut down. Mr. Kianchi, thank you for calling in. K-Dog.
All right.
Yeah, they're going to come for you.
What?
I'm going to call them up and make sure they come get you. Give me address.
Or they can come take all of... No, let the aliens
make
come
sure,
and take
make
all
sure
of
you
them.
Pack
we'll
a
have
lunch.
A peaceful planet. Here you go.
Just pack a lunch.
I can't stand them.
Mika. Love you guys.
Enjoy.
Be safe out there.
Be easy.
Hello.
too stressed, too blessed to be stressed, man. Be easy, y'all.
All right, y'all. Love.
All right, wherever you at.
Peace. Be safe.
Put some water in your cup. Put some water in your cup. Later.
Later, guys.
Later.